Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the meteorologist of the year, of every year, Pat Pagano. Good morning,
Pat.
Thank
you very much. But first and foremost, Marshall, I am so delighted Jordan Fisher won Dancing with the Stars last night. I stayed up till 11 o'clock to watch it.
I was going to ask you about that because I noticed that that he had won.
I was thrilled. He was phenomenal, you know, and so was Lindsay, who danced with Mar. She was excellent, but, you know, she's a violinist. And like I said a little bit earlier, Jordan, in my opinion, was born with the talent to dance. And I didn't know he sings so well, too, but obviously he comes from a Broadway show, Hamilton, because last night during the show, they had him sing a Christmas jingle, and he was very good. I was kind of shocked and taken back, almost to the point where I may actually take myself to see Hamilton. I wasn't really, too set up on the fact that, you know, let me go see the show everybody's talking about and you can't get tickets with. But, you know, after seeing him dance and sing, it could be a very entertaining thing. But I'm glad he won. I stayed up to 11 o'clock to see that, which was great. I want you to know that yesterday afternoon, I did get outside and I got my Christmas lights up. Now, of course, I have five columns in front of my house that are 20 feet high. And I got the lights around all of those. I got the lights on the bushes, all the bushes. And the only thing left now is to bring out, you know, the choir boys, choir girls, the snowmen and all of that stuff. So I may do that. Probably, even if I bring them out over the weekend, they're still not lighting up until next week. I saw a lot of people around here already have their lights lit. To me, it's a little too early. Okay, so I did that. I went to yoga at at 6:45 last night. After that, I came home, watched Dancing with the Stars, and here I am working in the Weather Center. A little bit on the tired side this morning, but not too bad. And of course, weather-wise, it's not bad at all. Look at the forecast.
Wait a second. Before we get to the forecast, when are you possibly going to see Hamilton?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because I expect our rates will go up after that because it's so damn expensive to go see it.
Is it really?
Oh yeah, it's not a cheap show.
Oh, see, I kind of figured that. I know it's one of the most popular shows on Broadway, but
what do you normally pay when you go to Broadway to see a show?
About easily, you know, somewhere like $150, $160.
Okay, so that's what I figured. It was that because it was expensive when I went to see shows, but to see Hamilton, I would bet you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would bet you it's $200 to $300 a ticket.
I'm thinking you're right because when we went to see in Sunset Boulevard, Glenn Close on Sunset Boulevard, those tickets were over 200, and when I went to see Bette Midler and Hello Dolly, those tickets were 250. But neither show do I regret, and especially Hello Dolly. I told all our listeners, you know, to try to get to see it before it closed on Broadway. It was the best show I've ever seen on Broadway.
Would you go to a night show or a day show?
I would probably do. I'd probably do a day show.
All right, because I'm looking at the ticket prices.
Mm-hmm.
The rear mezzanine, $762 for six tickets. Now, $762.
So that's over $100 a ticket.
No.
For six tickets?
No. There's six seats left on that date.
Oh. Yeah. And it's $700?
Yeah. There's some price at $500 I see here.
They could keep it.
In the evening. Now, let me just take a look at a matinee show here. Hang on. Matinee tickets at the Hamilton in New York. Let's just take a look at that. At this. Come on, bring
my
up.
Here goodness. We go.
This is a. Okay. Da, 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 da. Okay, no, I think that, like now for the matinees, they're like $300 and some odd, like $330 a ticket.
That's still a lot of money, Marshall. That is a lot of money.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant about our rates going up.
Yeah. You forget it. I mean, I'll wait till it all dies down and then go.
Well, yeah,
either that or Marshall will pull. We'll pull some strings and maybe get me a couple of comps.
I think you have a better chance because who do you normally buy your tickets through?
It depends. We have friends who buy them for the group, and then email the group and say
You might be able to get a better deal that way. You might be able to get under $300 a ticket that way.
Okay, all righty. Well, thank you for that.
All right, now let's get to the weather.
Yeah, we have some showers that we had to put in the forecast, and I think that'll be coming over us this morning with the frontal system, and then this afternoon it turns partly sunny, and the wind will pick up. That's after lunchtime. High today, 50. Clear cold tonight, 15 to 20. Computer models say that the temps tonight will be in the mid-20s. I think with a clear sky and the wind calming down, radiational cooling will set in and will be colder. Please make a mental note because I'm going to ask you on Monday what the temperature was for Thanksgiving morning.
Okay.
Because I still say they're not cold enough. Partly sunny for Thanksgiving Day, not bad. Mid-40s and sunny to partly cloudy at 50 Friday. Partly sunny with a late shower Saturday. That's another cold front. Low 50s behind it. Variably cloudy, cold with some showers on Sunday. Will be in the 40s. Some places may even see a wet snow shower, but I don't look for any kind of an accumulation. Monday into Tuesday next week will just be fair and cold.
All right. I had a dream about snow last night. That was strange.
That is strange, Marshall. Why are you dreaming about snow?
I don't know. But I had a dream about snow. So, I mean, and I also had, I had a dream that I was walking with a classmate from Housatonic Valley Regional High School. It was a meeting in Falls Village, Connecticut. We were leaving this meeting, and there was snow, and I had got my socks wet. And then we walked outside this meeting, and it was at a school, and all of a sudden there was no snow on the ground, and there was a pathway that went around to the left a long way, but then you could cut by the school building, go down an incline and come back up. I chose to go down the incline, and I couldn't get back up because it was steeper than I thought, and it was ice. And then I woke up from the dream at that point. I have no idea what it means.
And well, I don't know what that means either, but what a shame. I definitely think you're stressing over winter.
And in that dream, There was Pat McCare, who was the former first electman of Falls Village, who's now on the Board of Education. There was Lynn Mordorell, who was a classmate, Mary Palmer, who was a classmate, and one of the teachers, the teacher that was with the kids when I went outside, was a teacher I used to know from Sharon's, Terry Mojan. I have no idea.
How all these people came into this?
I have no idea. And I just, it was one of those dreams that I can remember, but I can't even explain. I can't come close to explaining.
Isn't that interesting?
And there was a plow that had a, that's how I got my feet wet. I was outside waiting for somebody and a plow went by and plowed the snow all over me. And it was a Falls Village snowplow driver, so
Marshall?
I know. Do I have to go to see a doctor?
I think you just need a little time off, that's all. That should fix you up. A little time off, Marshall.
What a dream.
Are you going to have any time off? Are you off tomorrow?
Well, we come in tomorrow. We do the show. Today I go pick up my fresh-killed turkey. As a matter of fact, turkey right now, bless its little heart, as being as they say in the turkey industry, processed, and I pick it up this afternoon. I go get my hair cut at uh, and uh, and done. And then I go pick up the turkey. I come back and I start making the stuffing and stuff like that, get it set. And I'll put the turkey in. And then I'll bring in half the turkey for Jill to take home. And right. I'll have half the turkey. And then I'll go back home and eat the turkey tomorrow and watch football. That's it. Well, so it'll be okay. Like a half day tomorrow, which is fine.
Yeah, and you don't have all the stress of hitting the roads and having to get to somebody's house and the whole bit.
Listen to this. You know what? They're having Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not going to say who, okay?
Okay.
And they're having the Thanksgiving with an 87-year-old person, okay? Now, you're 87 years old, so, you know, who knows, you know? Who knows about next year, right? You know what they're having for Thanksgiving dinner?
Don't tell me lasagna.
No, chicken.
Chicken on Thanksgiving Day?
What's going on here? They're going to make two chickens. It's Thanksgiving.
A couple of screws loose they have.
You know, this is a guy who's 87 years old who knows about next year. Put a damn turkey on the table.
Yeah, really. And by the way, how was your trip yesterday into the city?
Good. I mean, there were just nutty drivers, but the trip was good. I got a great parking spot. Had a nice little walk and had a shrimp Caesar salad for lunch and then a pretty good trip home. So it was okay.
That is great. Good, good. And were you thinking of me walking around that nice mild weather and pat on a 20-foot ladder putting up the Christmas lights?
I was thinking, I didn't buy you the lights, but I was thinking Jill and I both wore appropriate attire and it worked out perfect for your forecast.
Okay, good.
So we were thinking about you that way.
Yeah, it was nice. And I didn't connect them all. You know, I still have to do that. But I figured I'll run the wires over the weekend. Like Saturday is going to be a mild day. So I'm taking your advice. I'm going Friday to the wake in New Jersey. And then Saturday, I'll spend the time outside running all the wires and taping them up. And like I said, you know, maybe next week sometime or next weekend, I'll start bringing up the, what do they call them? Blow something.
Yeah,
blow.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever they are.
All right, well, I'm going to put the tree up today, not light it. And then tomorrow it gets lit. The lights will get lit. And then I'm done till January 1st.
There you go.
All right, Pat. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. Take care, buddy.
See you Monday.
Yeah. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.